Hachette Audio presents Black Girls Breathing. Heal from trauma, combat chronic stress, and find your freedom. Written by Jasmine Marie. Read by the author. This audiobook includes a downloadable PDF of supplemental material. To Mom, thank you for your sacrifices. I love you dearly. Introduction. Write the vision, make it plain. Growing up, Sundays were for church. For my family, the day felt like a beacon of light, a source of restoration, and a reward for making it through the heaviness of the week. The heaviness came from us kids being in only at school and the microaggressions my parents experienced at work. They felt the taxation of trying to ensure their Black children would have as many opportunities as possible when they were older by signing them up for after-school activities in their youth, orchestra, dance, choir, and private piano lessons. The weight of the old adage, twice as good, half as much, motivated my parents to keep striving for the sake of their children in spite of their fatigue. My mom shouldered most of the domestic responsibilities, even while working full-time. She made sure all the kids were fed, had finished their homework, and were excelling at their extracurricular activities. She rarely complained, but the heaviness of day-to-day life, managing all her responsibilities, and creating more opportunities for her kids than she'd had growing up was written on her face and carried in her body. She just needed to make it to Sunday. Then her cup would be refilled and her hope renewed for the week ahead, before the ins and outs of her daily life would empty her cup again. Those early experiences showed me the power of spaces that act as a refuge for Black bodies. What we would feel, experience, and witness in church for those 2+ hours on Sunday mornings would affirm and encourage us in ways the world never could. Here, we were safe and seen. Here, we envisioned futures of brighter tomorrows, worshiped with joy, and had our hope restored. The power of beginning each week with a ritual in a restorative space was planted deep into my psyche and spirit long before I birthed Black Girls Breathing. I was practicing affirmations in church before I even knew to call them that. In church, these affirmations came in the form of call and response, singing and reading scriptures. One verse that would fill me with the courage and faith to call for things that didn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?